Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Live broadcast of the Phenomenal You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and just welcome to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I don't know who's listening now, but I don't know if you noticed that I did play a different song, and I thought that it was very fitting for this evening's topic of discussion, which is sisterhood. And the specific topic is the attack on sisterhood. And so I immediately thought of this song. And if you're not familiar with it, it's from The Color Purple, and it's called Miss Seeley's Blues. Miss Seeley's Blues. If you've never heard that song before, I recommend that you watch The Color Purple, regardless of who you are, regardless of your gender, regardless of where you came from. But then I also recommend that you Google this song and you really listen to the words, because, man, it hits it right on the nose about the conversation that I am going to have this evening. And I just really quick before I move forward, I really want to read the lyrics of what I just played. And it reads as, sister, you've been on my mind. Sister, we're two of a kind. So, sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, sister, I have got news for you. I'm something. I hope you think you're something, too. And that's how I feel. And because I feel like that, because I feel like that about every woman, is the reason why I'm going to have this conversation this evening about what I view as the attack on sisterhood, what I feel is important about sisterhood, and why, you know, you should embrace sisterhood. So as I move forward this evening, I want you to keep some questions on your mind. I want you to ask yourself some questions. The first one is sisterhood important to me? And ladies, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to the men too. Is sisterhood important to me? Because even men, you know, you have to understand the importance of sisterhood. You need to understand the importance of that female relationship with that your mother may have, or that your sister may have, or that your girlfriend or your wife may have, that your coworker may have. You need to have a clear understanding of the importance of it and why you have a job to foster it just as much as we have a job to foster it. The next question I want you to think of as I'm speaking tonight is, what does sisterhood mean to you? What does it mean to you? And these are two questions that I want you to really keep in mind as I'm talking tonight, as I'm just giving you my opinion. And I do want to let you know that if you have any questions, please feel free to text them to me at 310-308-8568. I still haven't really been able to kind of conquer the chat here. There is a chat on Blog Talk Radio here, but I think you actually have to subscribe. So if you haven't subscribed, I guess, to the podcast, you can't chat on there. But feel free to put a chat there. I will look here and there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull it open so that it's there for me if somebody, you know, sends a chat or a question. But, yeah, email me. I'm sorry, send me a message on my text, 310-308-8568. If you have a question, if you have a comment, or if you want me to pick you so that you can say something, just say, send me a text and say I want to say something, and I'll look for that phone number on my what is it called, dashboard. So let's just move forward. I'm just saying, again, if you're just now logging in, I saw some people just pop up here on this dashboard. If you're just now logging in, if you're just now calling in, which you can call in as well at 323-642-1757. Again, that is 323-642-1757. You're listening to the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And again, I am your host. And this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. How are you all doing today? I just hope for you. I hope that you are wonderful. I hope that you are walking in your greatness. I hope that you are choosing happiness over drama. I hope that you are choosing yourself. And, you know, I wake up every day, and I hope that for everyone I know and I don't know. And I just hope that you continue to strive to walk in your greatness. You continue to strive to be better so that you can do better. Okay? I really do. The last time that I spoke to you was actually, ironically, the day of the George Floyd verdict, the trial, for the trial of the George Floyd murder. And today, ironically, is 1 year since the death of George Floyd. And when we say that time flies, time flies. And no, things have not all happened the way that we wanted to. Know that we haven't seen, you know, the progression that we want, but there has been progression. And I want to remind you that it does definitely start with you. It definitely does start with you. And part of our conversation tonight is going to be about that. It's going to be about what is it that you feel you need to do in order, you know, to establish healthy relationships with other women as women. And gentlemen, you know, for you, it's going to be what do you need to do to help foster those relationships, right, and not hinder them, you know, not add fuel to the fire to destroy them, you know, and that's on both parts. And, you know, it's really important to me. It was on my spirit. It has been on my spirit. I don't know if anyone follows me on my social media platforms, which is Instagram, which is Phenomenally You Podcast, or Facebook, which is Phenomenally You Podcast, or Nicole Quinlan. But I did post a video yesterday, and this is on my spirit. This is on my spirit, and it's because I am a woman. I am a woman, and I have recognized the benefit of building wonderful relationships with other women. I have recognized the benefit of having, you know, a great relationship with my mother. I have recognized the benefit of honoring, you know, the great women in my family and honoring the women around me, whether I know them or not, you know, because it's something that's important to do. And I just feel like there is an attack on the idea of sisterhood. Now, I'm going to say it again. There is an attack on the idea of sisterhood. And I was one of those women back in the day that used to say, I don't really get along with women. I don't really trust women. I get along with men better. And as I grew and chose to grow, I realized how wrong I was. I get along with everybody, basically. But I realized that I wasn't even opening myself up to having strong relationships with women outside of my circle that were already there. So I loved up on my Justice League. I loved up on my friends, but any other women around me, I immediately was on guard. And I had to really start thinking about that. One, because people treated me like that. And two, because I realized that it wasn't benefiting me. So this evening, you know, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about why it's important for you as a woman to foster healthy relationships with other women. And it's so funny because I know there's somebody that just rolled their eyes. What triggered this was I don't really watch TV. I don't watch reality shows. It's one of those reality shows, and if you saw my video, it was a girl named Portia, a woman named Portia, who is on one of these reality shows. I think it's the Housewives of Atlanta or something. I'm not sure which one it is. They all kind of blur together for me. But the big story is that she is now engaged to one of her castmates' ex-husbands. And they're not even, the divorce is not even final yet. And the question is, did she break girl code? Did she do something wrong? And I went and looked today and I saw some posts that she made and she said, I wasn't even friends with her, you know, even though they were castmates. And it made me start thinking about, does it matter? Does it matter? If you've been in the presence of a woman with her husband and you've had dinner with them and you've been to their house, is it appropriate? Is it right? Is it wrong? Did they do it right? Did they do it wrong? Everyone has their opinion on it, including me. But it really got me to thinking about girl code or woman code and what we owe to each other. And when I watched today while I was doing some baby research on my show tonight, I was looking at a lot of this stuff going on reality TV, in social media, you know, in movies. I was looking at the premise of it when it came to us, ladies, women, regardless of where you came from, regardless of what you look like. I saw a common theme of backstabbing and demeaning and judging and a lack of empathy. And you have to turn to channels like Oprah, you know, not even Lifetime, because in the end, the woman always wins. But, you know, there's always this theme of one woman trying to stab another woman in the back. And you have to start wondering, how does that affect us as women together? How does that affect our ability to walk in our greatness? How can you not think that? And I thought to myself, don't they know? Don't they get it? Don't they understand their greatness? Don't they understand the greatness in the women around them? Fortunately, the answer for a lot of people is no. And that's why you have to have these conversations that I'm having this evening. And no, it doesn't beat the Laker game going on right now. I think it's in the second quarter, just letting you guys know. And, you know, it may not be as interesting as the gossip on the reality shows, you know, but it is an important conversation to have. And a lot of those important conversations to have may not always pique your interest, but they are necessary. They are necessary so that we don't find ourselves perpetuating images and relationships that are not beneficial to us. I read this article. I have all these notes in front of me, and I didn't put them in order, so I have these notes. I read this article, and it's called The Impact of Reality TV on Our Teens, What Can Parents Do? And let me tell you, first and foremost, I thought it's not just the impact of reality TV on our teens. It's the impact of reality TV on people, period. You know, my generation is one of the first generations. I'm 48. No, I'm not. I'm 49, you guys. I'm 49. And I remember when Real World on MTV first came out, and that was like one of our big reality shows that first came out. And then, you know, it just snowballed. It snowballed, and then we, you know, fast forward today, and we have, what is it, Basketball Wives, and You know, we have, you know, the housewives of wherever the hell you're from. We have Love and Hip Hop. We have the Something of Shaw's. And it's not just black people. It's everybody. And fast forward to all of this, and it's this idea of reality TV that is completely rooted in fantasy, completely rooted in disrespect and unnecessary competition and judgment. And these are conversations that we have so that we don't fall for that okey-doke. It's so funny because I remember one of my friends said, what do you mean about okey-doke? I said, falling for the okey-doke is just falling for the stupidity, falling for the mess that society tries to feed you, tries to spoon feed you, because you haven't made the decision to look into it yourself. And again, like I said, that's the reason why we're having this conversation this evening. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward, but let me remind you of the questions I want you to keep in mind as I talk. And they are, is sisterhood important to me? Ask yourself that. And what does sisterhood mean to me? And you guys already know I read and I always look at things. So the first thing I thought to myself is, let me look up this definition of sisterhood. And it said, the first definition, of course, was the obvious one, the relationship between sisters. And then there was another one that said, an association, society, or community of women linked by a common interest, religion, or trade. Which got me to thinking about me. What is my common interest? And they used to be very, very specific before, you know, about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It was very specific. You needed to think like me. You know, you needed to be interested in the things that I was interested in. Yeah, I had other things, but it was very specific in terms of what made me comfortable with trusting you as a woman. And as I evolved, as I grew, as I allowed myself to be more, be better, and do better, it became very, very simple for me. And my definition is it may not sound right, but it basically comes to this. My definition of sisterhood is, when you shine, I shine. When you shine, I shine. And when you as a woman are doing wonderfully, it warms my heart, and I feel that I am doing wonderfully. When I see you winning, I feel like I'm winning. I want you to win. I want you to be better. I want you to do better. And I will do everything that I can to help you do that. And I will encourage you and I will uplift you. And I will listen to you. And I will be honest with you. Because when you shine, I shine. And when you think about that and you look at the things that are happening, that statement doesn't fit. When you see women on TV fighting each other and sneaking behind each other's backs and berating each other and talking about each other, it doesn't fit. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring brotherhood into that too. It doesn't fit. When you shine, I shine does not fit. When the next woman walks in a room and you immediately judge her, when the next brother walks into the room and you immediately judge him, you immediately think negatively. You immediately feel intimidated by their glow, their greatness, her glow, her greatness, instead of being like, you know what, girl, you glow. You glow, girl. You feel some kind of way. And you think to yourself, you know what, how dare they walk in here glowing like this, because now they diminish my glow. Uh-uh. No, they don't. When you shine, I shine. When you shine, I shine. It sums up the whole idea of sisterhood. It's plain and simple. When you shine, I shine. So simple, so complicated. So simple, yet so complicated. It seems like something easy to do. It seems like you should be happy for someone doing wonderfully. You should be happy for someone appreciating their greatness. I always say, you know what? When you are able to walk in your greatness and understand your greatness and understand your assets, as well as understand some of your weaknesses, but when you're able to walk in your greatness, you're able to allow other people to walk in theirs, and their greatness no longer scares you. It encourages you to encourage them, powers you to continue to walk in your greatness. What happened, you guys? What's going on? What is the story? What if we allowed our young girls to see, to think is the norm? In that article that I told you about, The Impact of Reality TV on Our Teens, What Can Parents Do, is by Holly Peak, MD. And in it, it says that research has shown that reality TV has an impact on the values of young girls and how they view real life situations. I'm being honest with you. I would say it has impacted a wide range of ages. It's not just our young girls. It's the reason that I continuously talk to Marley. And in the process, I try not to put down other people, but I want to tell her, let me explain something to you. Judging and demeaning other women, that is not a sign of security. That is not a sign of leadership. That is not someone that you want to lead you. It disheartens me sometimes as I've walked in my journey of whatever the heck this is, my phenomenally you journey. And I followed, I don't know if I told you guys before, I tend to follow a lot of people on social media who, to me, initially seems like-minded, who uplift, a lot of women who uplift other women, who encourage them to be better. And what I started noticing was, in order for some of them to uplift, they tore down what was not like them. You know, it's almost like me not eating meat, and when I look at some of these, when I follow some of these people who don't eat meat, all of a sudden the meat eaters are bad. You know, now you putting them down. Well, that's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's almost like you can't just be who you are and be okay with you without putting somebody else down. And that's just not okay with me. And as women, we have to call the BS when we see it. You know, I have always been somebody. Don't ask me why, because, you know, I mean, I think highly of myself, but not like that. That when I walked in a room, you could see it on people's faces. And I know that that's your insecurity. I know that you're still on a journey. I used to be there. I used to be on that same road. I'm aware of that, but it still irritates me. Because I'll be honest with you. It has to stop. We have so many other important things to do. We have to be as strong as we can because we have to put our attention elsewhere. We don't have time to be arguing amongst each other over someone's hair looking, you know, better than yours, or, you know, you just, or two women fighting over that one man who's sitting back, hands behind his head, feet kicked up, jumping from one of you to the other. I'm not saying that's always the thing, but, you know, we've seen it on reality TV, and no one is really looking at him because the two women are fighting among themselves. I'm going to use this as an example, and I stopped watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians long ago, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not hating on them, you know. I believe that they have portrayed the American dream, taking nothing and making something. Everybody should be able to do it. But I'm going to tell you what. I watched, what's her name, Jordan? I don't know her last name. Kylie's best friend. I was interested in that story because I watched the dynamics of the female relationship. I watched a little girl get dragged through the mud when a grown-ass man is the one who made certain decisions. I watched it. I watched friendships get torn apart. All in the name of this dude who is still around this family. But these two girls who grew up together are not friends anymore. They're not friends anymore. And it's crazy to me. So old dude is walking around. Has since then been aligned with several discretions. But you took to social media and you attempted to smear this young girl's name. And let's say she had made an error. Let's say that, you know, I don't know. Let's say, yeah, it did happen exactly how it happened. And, yeah, you're pissed because you don't want that to happen. What's the matter with walking away and being quiet about it? What is it in you that makes you want to destroy somebody else's spirit, regardless of what they do? What is happening? Is physical beauty that important? Is materialism that important? That bullying and disloyalty and a portrayal of absolutely no integrity has become the thing among women? You have to start asking yourself, what is my part formula? I'll say it again. When you shine, I shine. So when you look at other people, I want you to think that. When you shine, I shine. When you look at other women, when you shine, I shine. Do you think that? Or are you taken aback? Or do you feel immediately connected? Because it is a sisterhood. What does sisterhood mean to you? I wrote down some things here, accepting my friends for who they are. I always say that, well, I don't always say, but what I realized was when I walked around my life thinking that women were so complex that, you know, they're just a problem, a nuisance that, you know, I just can't get along with them. And men, you know, I can get along with them way better because they're not as petty as women. Because that's really what that's about. What I realized is that I had way too many expectations. And what I learned was you can be you and you can be you and I can be okay with that. You don't have to be me. I drink, you don't have to drink. I like to go to bed early. You don't got to go to bed early. I don't care if you're loud. I don't care if you decide to wear a little baby tank top and little booty shorts. It doesn't really matter to me. What I care about is how you treat me and how I see you treat other people. And I had to learn not to pass judgment on people I know nothing about. It's so easy for us to meet people, and the first thing we look at them is that we breaking them down as women. They have on a shirt that you feel is too tight, and their stomach is not flat enough. It's like, why is she wearing that? You know, nails too long. I don't know why her nails are so long. You know, she probably can't even wipe her behind. Weave in the hair. I don't know why she want to wear that weave because, you know, that's not natural. Natural hair. I don't know why she want to wear her hair naturally. That just, it doesn't look, you know, presentable. It's not professional. I don't know why she has those high heels on. There's always a judgment because someone is not doing what you want them to do. And so we have to learn how we've been conditioned. We also have to learn how to protect our own. We have to learn how to protect our own. Ladies, the reality is that you have no reason. Okay, 1 in 2 million that your soulmate is your friend's ex-man. 1 in 2 million. Don't believe the hype. There are plenty of people out here in this world. You have no reason to touch theirs. And in the case of what I was talking about with Portia, let's say you do feel that this is your soulmate. What would be the benefit of you putting that out there into the world? You have no reason to do that. You have no reason. What would be the benefit? We have to respect each other more, and we have to demand it. We have to show our young people we have a responsibility to not only show our young women, but show our young men the path that should be taken in terms of friendship, in terms of sisterhood, in terms of brotherhood. Does it mean that everybody is always walking this straight path? No, but it means that you try. It means that you try. Years ago, I was so traumatized. I think I was listening to Big Boy on 105.9, and they were talking about, like, the things that you do. This is when he was on 105.9 because I think he moved. They're talking about what's the worst thing that you've ever done, and I never forget. This sister called in, and she was jealous of her sister, of the good relationship that she had either with her boyfriend, I don't recall specifically, but that sister had found out that she was HIV positive, and she disliked her sister so bad that she seduced her sister's man and slept with him, knowing that it was possible for her to give him HIV and take it back to her sister, which is what happened. And it was crazy. What are you thinking? Is it worth it? I'm just telling you guys, work on loving your damn self so you don't have to fall for all of these perceptions that reality TV is continually trying to pour down your throat, continually trying to tell you that this is how it is, because that's not it. I have the Justice League. Shout out, ladies. Before I got on this show, before I came on there, I called my friend Shelby, and me and her were having a conversation, and I was telling her how, you know, we were setting up, Damien was setting up the music for this show for me, the sister, the Miss Healy's losing, and he was like, he didn't like it. You know, he wanted to change it. And I was like, you don't understand. You don't understand how this specific song, with Suge from Color Purple, it permeates my spirit, my soul. And Shelby said it perfectly. She said that so many people missed it, but there's nothing like having your sister shout you out when no one is loving you. It's nothing like having that sisterhood. It's nothing like it. I don't care if you're married, if you got a boyfriend, there is nothing like having someone who is like you as a woman, meaning being a woman, understand and see you when nobody else sees you, when everybody else is telling you that you're invisible, treating you messed up. And when your girl comes up and be like, girl, you better pull it together. You a badass bitch. Don't be listening to what these people are telling you, because that's what Suge Avery was telling Celie in The Color Purple. That's, she said, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing. What did she say? But, oh, sister, I have got news for you. I'm something, and I hope that you know you something, too. And no matter what anybody else tells you, if they don't tell you, if you never hear it, sister, let me tell you something. That's exactly what the hell you are. You're something. And I'm here to tell you, if your circle in your brotherhood is not making you feel like that, and your circle in your sisterhood is not making you feel like that, and you have to be on guard in regard to what you say. I was listening to one of the ladies on a reality show said, that's why I don't bring women around my man. I'm going to tell you what, whether you're a man or a woman, if you can't bring your friends around your girlfriend, around your wife, you shouldn't have to worry about that. And if you had to worry about that, you need to either question who you picked as your friends, or you need to question why you think the way that you think. Shelby said, you need some new friends. You need a new circle. If you really feel like, that's why I can't bring these people around, that's why I can't bring no women around my man, I'll have one friend that I feel I can't bring around my house. Now, they don't really come around because, you know, I live all the way in downtown Long Beach. But what I'm telling you is I'll have one friend that I feel like I can't bring around my house. As simple as that. But if you feel like that, if you are raised like that, you have to ask yourself why. 9 times out of 10, you feel like that because of your actions outside to other people than the actions of those people sometimes. And then the reality is that sometimes people just do messed up stuff. And sometimes people just do messed up stuff, and it doesn't taint everybody. It taints that person. But it still doesn't mean that you throw your integrity to the wayside and you judge, demean, talk about them, get on social media, dog them out, cuss people out. I mean, I can go on and on. It's an attack on sisterhood. Can you believe it? Can you believe that social media, entertainment, television, you know, even the radio is trying to condition people to think that women can't get along, that we always are at each other's throats, we always at each other's necks, that we don't want to support each other to be better and do better? That's crazy. And so that's why it's your responsibility to know better so that you can do better and you can lead by example. It's important. Why is sisterhood important? Mentorship. It took one great woman to get through the door. It's so crazy because we have this idea that, you know, I got mine, you need to get yours. Hell no. We didn't get where we are as black people, as people of color, as women. We didn't get that way. We didn't get where we are today to have that attitude. I got mine, you need to get yours. But that mess is like, it's everywhere now. Do you really think that that's how you got where you're at? It took one woman to stand up and say, I'm not dealing with this mess anymore. She paved the way for us. I don't know who that woman was. It probably was a long time ago. But she paved the way for us. She started the idea of sisterhood. She started the idea, when you shine, I shine. She empowered us. She cheered for us. And when I say us, I mean the people before us, the people that led us to where we are today. Do I think that I'm sitting here on this podcast just because, regardless of who listens? No. Like, literally. 60, 70 years ago, probably not even then. Even now, there are people who think that I should not have a voice just because I'm a woman. And it took women to say, hell no. And it took some brothers, too, to say, hell no. They are somebody. And we may not always get along. We may not always see things eye to eye, but we got each other. As women, we need the sounding board. We need the people in our life. We need the women in our life who understand and can not just empathize, right? But they've lived it. They've lived the life. They understand the struggle as women in offices and trying to raise children, whether you're doing it single or with your spouse or your significant other, standing the struggle. You need that. And if you think that you don't need it, I'm here to tell you that you need it. You need that sisterhood. You need the sounding board. You need to be able to share honest feelings with your Justice League. That's what I call my sisterhood. And you need for them to be able to come back to you and tell you the truth. And even if you don't agree, you listen because you know they have your best interest at heart. You know that. It's important, ladies. It's important, gentlemen. We don't walk around this world by ourselves. We need the guidance from each. We need the accountability check from each other. We need the mentorship for each other and for the younger generation, especially our young girls and our young boys, to understand that this message you see on TV, this message you see on social media, this stuff that you hear on the radio, this is entertainment, baby. This is entertainment. Truth versus fantasy. Truth versus fantasy. And a lot of fantasy is being pushed off as truth. I'm going to tell you that because I don't think that me and my friends are any kind of special thing that happened. I don't. I don't think it's special. But we've gotten, I mean, the world was doggy dog before, but this mess is getting out of control. When I looked at some of this stuff going on, I could not believe it. Because, you know, I don't watch TV a lot. I'm a reader. If you guys follow me on my social media, you'll know that I'm a reader. You know, I like to read about people because I realize that everybody's just trying to be happy. Everybody is just, technically they are trying to do better. You know, but so many times we're not even aware of our own biases and our judgments because we've been conditioned to think this is just how we are. See me. Accept me, because this is just what I am. Either you like it or you don't. There's some truth to that to a certain point, but I'll remind you, nobody has to deal with your stuff. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. No one owes you that. No one owes you that. So whether it's your family member, your friend, We find sisterhood in so many different things, sororities, common experiences, good and bad. Sometimes we find sisterhood in church. There are so many reasons to establish sisterhood, but I encourage you to understand that at the root of it, to me, it all comes down to these five words. When you shine, I shine. And if when you see your fellow sister walk past you and you don't think that, you need to ask yourself why. I live in downtown Long Beach. I'm around a lot of transients sometimes. Sometimes I see people who are addicted to drugs, females and men. And when I'm walking or I'm walking to the store or walking to my favorite market or to the restaurant and I pass, you know, someone who, you know, may be dirty or struggling with addiction, I don't look down on them. Especially as a woman, I hope for them because I want them to shine. I want them to find their way because her suffering is my suffering. I never want to be comfortable with seeing someone lost in themselves, especially or any person, but as a woman. I never want to look at a woman that I see down and out and think, you know what, that's just what you get. Anytime I look at any of my sisters, no matter who they are, because I don't have any biological sisters. All my sisters are people that have chosen me. I won't even say that I chose them because I'm not the easiest person always. I'm a typical Sagittarius. So when I tell you that my Justice League, I believe they chose me. They choose me. I'm not always the easiest person. I go silent. You know, I'm set in my ways in a lot of ways. I can't always be the easiest person. But they choose me still, and I'm appreciative of it. I'm appreciative of it. They still look at me and think, when you shine, I shine. They still encourage me to be better and to do better. They still cheer me on and say, keep going. And I need that. And I'm thankful that I realized how important it was. And if you don't have that as a woman, ask yourself why. Whether it be with your biological sisters or people that you have met, why don't you trust the next female? Why do you feel insecure when another beautiful woman walks into the room with you? Ask yourself these questions because they're important questions to ask. They're important questions to ask. I just realized I've just been rambling. You know what? This must be the rambling week for Nicole. I'm not really going into it. I'm not going to go into a commercial because I have Joyful Expression commercial, but it's an old one. It doesn't have the right pricing, and I really don't want to promote that. But what I would say is Google Joyful Expression. I grew up with Jimmy, and he is an example of walking in your greatness. He has a wonderful, wonderful business that's like a sip and paint business. And I definitely recommend it. So Google Joyful Expressions. You get all the information that you need, and I'll do my best to get another commercial that's up to date. But I really don't want to promote something that you know, is not up to date. I have a lot of wonderful, wonderful friends. And like I said, when you shine, I shine, especially tonight I'm talking about females. I had chosen to get my eyelashes done, and I met a young lady. Well, I knew her. She's my niece's best friend. Her name is Iris, and she's young. They're in their 20s. I don't even think it's their mid-20s. But she started her lash business, and she's in Long Beach. And go to my Instagram page because I support that. You know, I love to see that. I love to see young women doing their thing. You know, it's empowering to me. It makes me feel like, you know, some stuff is right. You know, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see this mess that we see on the reality TV, these women arguing with each other over Gucci bags and, I mean, men. I mean, disrespecting each other and backstabbing each other and judging each other and just not being who they should be. And I don't want to see any man who allows that around them, because this is what I'm going to have to say to that. You have daughters or you will have them. You have nieces or you will have them. You have mothers or you had them. And cousins, aunts, friends. So women all around you as men. And you need to think to yourself, how do I want them treated? How will I feel? And you need to be a part of the solution. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't watch these reality shows because I think it's a shame. I do, because they're from other women. Other women producing shows that highlight other women disrespecting each other. So I hope for them. I hope for them every day. I hope that we can do better. I hope that we start having different stuff that we can see and experience, because sisterhood is so powerful. It's such a powerful thing. So powerful. Man, it has made my life better. What does sisterhood mean to me? It means accepting my friends for who they are. It's a give and take of inspiration, upliftment, and empowerment. It's support up close and from afar, especially this past year of COVID and being quarantined. It's forgiveness. It's understanding the walk in greatness includes great days and not so good days. It includes great decisions and not and the wrong decisions, but you get through. It's honesty and a willingness to listen, because you know that even when you don't want to hear what those people have to tell you, that the Justice League has to tell me, that I know I need to listen, and I know that they have my best interest. Because sometimes we're stubborn as hell and we want to do what we want to do, and it does not matter. I was just laughing with one of our friends. I said, that's when we all go quiet as women. You know, we'll fall off. We'll fall off when we know we're not doing what we're supposed to do, and we have to be accountable. All of a sudden, we're nowhere to be found. But you know what? That sisterhood, that Justice League, they're going to come and find you. What you doing? I guess that's the moral of my story. The moral of my story is, you know, it matters. Embrace it. You need it. I just read the Cicely Tyson biography. It really was just so inspiring to me. It really was. And part of it, I'm going to read this to you guys. I don't know if it aligns with what I'm talking about, but it's so powerful, because she says, I hope, too, that you recognize your specialness, the distinctiveness the Creator has imbued us with. I see you as clearly as history has, and in unison with it, I nod. I know that swivel in your hips, that fever in your testimony, the ambulance in your stride, that flare in your song. The fact that others are constantly trying to diminish you, ever attempting to dismiss your talents even as they mimic them, is proof of your uniqueness. No one bothers to undermine you unless they recognize your brilliance. And I think that's what I'm talking about tonight, even though I was rambling, is that I see you. I see your brilliance. And I want us all to see each other's brilliance, ladies. And, yeah, we have a lot of flaws, but those flaws are part of our brilliance. And we need to uplift and not tear down. We need to empower and not judge. We need to be honest and not deceitful with each other. You know, we can't let the norm be the demise of sisterhood. We can't let the norm become the attack on sisterhood. You know, when you shine, I shine. When I shine, you shine. We should be shining together. Can you imagine how powerful we would be? Can you imagine? Yeah, this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. This Cicely Tyson book, Just As I Am, it really spoke to me. And there's a part of it where she says, let me find it. She says, that is what it means to leave this world of ours more lit up than we found it. Man, that's my goal. I'm going to leave this world more lit up than I found it. I'm going to talk even if only one person is listening to me. Everything I'm saying is not factual. I don't think. No, it's not. It's my factual. You don't have to agree with it. But I say it because I think it needs to be spoken. Because, yeah, I'm going to leave this world more lit up than I found it. No doubt about it. That's my goal. Learn to appreciate others. Ladies, learn to appreciate each other. Men, learn to appreciate each other. And learn to appreciate the women that you are with and to foster and to help them be better so that they can do better. How do you do that? You learn to understand your own greatness so that you can see the greatness in others. You learn to allow people to be who they are, not rooted in who you want them to be and who you expect them to be, but who they are, not in comparison of who you are, but who they are. You understand that your greatness is not diminished by the next person's greatness. And we uplift, we encourage, we cheer each other on as women. Like I said, not only to be better, but to do better, to walk in their greatness, to glow. You know? That's why if you guys ever follow me, that's my new thing that I say. And you know why I encourage you to exercise, eat healthy, drink water, read, be kind, and moisturize? Because guess what? When you recognize your greatness, when you work on your greatness, you understand the greatness in other people. No doubt about it. And in the end, sisterhood is just summed up simply as when you shine, I shine. Plain and simple. When you shine, I shine. Brothers, issue two with brotherhood. When you shine, I shine. As simple as that. Keep those lyrics in your mind and understand. Understand who you are as a woman, how blessed you are. And I'm going to end it on that. And I was going to end with my regular song, but I'm going to end on this song that I played in the beginning, Miss Seeley's Blues. And you remember, I hope that you think that you're something, because I think that you're something. And that's why I had this conversation tonight. Just remember that, everyone. Have a good evening. You're phenomenal. You're great. You're wonderful. And plain and simple, when you shine, I shine. Have a great night.
On my mind, oh sister, we're two of a kind, so sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues, oh sister. Have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too.
Good night, everyone.